Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Skye Brown, and welcome to the Skye Brown Morning Show, where I share tips and solutions to help all of you wonderful people eat, look, and feel better each day. I hope it's working. I think it's been working. I think I've been doing a pretty decent job. You guys hang out with me on the internet. You hang out with me in our show's chat room. And I get to hang out and talk with everybody on Facebook and stay connected. I love it, and I'm extremely grateful. I've been rocking out with this show for a while now, so I'm just happy that you guys feel that I give good information and that you trust me. Trust is very important. So thank you very much to all of you who hang out with me every day at 7 a.m. live and who listen to the show and download it on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can find it easy on SoundCloud. Just go to soundcloud.com/Skye Brown. So today we are talking about interval training. You know, I was recently on the treadmill, and there's, you know, I love like techno music because it has a really high, fast, I should say, beats per minute. It's just doom, 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 doom. And you know, techno music has steady, heavy beat, rhythmic beat, and I love it. It's great for treadmill. That and a little Kenny Bobian, so those get me going on the treadmill. But you know, when I'm listening to the techno music or just any type of, you know, I'm from Jersey, so we are big house music fans, and that's also like heavy beats and a slow and then a heavy beat. And so it just dawned on me when I was on the treadmill, you know, that I was doing my interval training to just share some information with all of you about the intensity of interval training and why interval training is a very good thing, I believe, that you should incorporate into your workout. You know, the key elements of a good workout is a nice mix of strength training, getting your muscle strong, stretching, which I'm a huge fan, yoga, Pilates, getting your body very loose and limber and, you know, just where you can stretch and have full range of motion, I should say. And then the last piece is cardio. And just when you combine strength training, stretching, and cardio, that's like the holy grail right there, the super trifecta, when you can be strong, have full range of motion, and your heart can sustain prolonged periods of walking, running, jogging. So it's, you know, I remember when I was trying to figure out, I believe we should always have goals, why I was really getting intense with my cardio. And I just wanted to be able to run through the airport with my laptop and not miss my flight. That was it. And I'm proud to say I can do that now. Now, that was some years ago, but that was my goal. I just wanted to be able to run through the airport with my laptop and not miss my flight. I guess taking it back to O.J. Simpson, for all of you who are kind of my age, maybe a little older, remember O.J. Simpson running through the airport. So it was for a rental car, but I digress. Let me get back to why intervals are so important. So remember, we're talking about strength training, stretching, and then the cardio. First of all, many of you who I work with, we're trying to lose weight and we're trying to get fit. Cardio is a must. Cardio is an absolute must. And there's low-intense cardio where you're kind of jogging for 60 to 90 minutes, maybe, you know, 2.5-3 miles an hour, and your body can get the energy that it needs. But when you're talking about interval cardio, your heart rate is between 90 to 100% of your maximum. And you have 4 to 6 challenges that are 60 to 90 second bursts of exercise with rest periods in between. Let me repeat that. I'm not looking at notes or anything, so I'm just pulling this from my side-round head of why this is so important. When you're doing interval cardio, your heart rate is between 90 to 100% of your maximum, and you're doing 4 to 6 challenges that are about 60 to 90 second bursts of exercise with rest periods in between. So what happens is as you go in incremental changes, the next challenge is more intense than the last. And as each challenge becomes more intense, the rest periods may or can become longer. And the goal is to be totally recovered and ready for each challenge. So example, you run for 30 seconds and you rest for 10. You run for 40 seconds and rest for 12. You run for 50 seconds and rest for 15. But you want to be able to build up your endurance where you can go for these really, I'm going in, and then you rest. I don't believe, some people believe that you can, you know, take rest periods where you're almost doing nothing. I don't believe that. I don't want your heart rate to go spike and down. Like, I want it to slow down but not come all the way down. So it's something that you should really be mindful of. But, you know, I just want to share a couple of reasons, you know, why I believe that the intensity of your workout is so important as it relates to cardio and interval training. What happens is, and this is why I love interval training, is it is a fast, and super way, an effective way to work out and burn calories. What happens is when you have these short and intense bursts of exercise with less intense moves or a complete rest or a slowdown of rest in between, your body is kicking into overdrive. It's kicking, and it's almost like a shock to the body. It's super, super efficient, and so ultimately you're spending less time working out. It's kind of like a hit it and quit it, and while you're cashing in on all the fat burning, metabolism boosting, and heart intensity benefits of a workout. So what happens is most of us, we want to burn fat. We want to retrain our metabolism, get our metabolism going, and we want to make sure that our heart can operate as we get older, as our metabolism slows down. We want to make sure that our body is working out as best it can. And when you get into interval training, you want to be able to sit down and then stand up and take off and do something in the house. You don't want to have to be kind of crotchety trying to get up and move. You want to be able to move. You want your heart to sustain whatever work or whatever it is you would like to do. Another thing we need to understand about the importance and the intensity of interval training is that it's strengthening the most major muscle in your body, which is your heart. Heart health, you know, we have Heart Awareness Month, Heart Health Month, all these things that surround our heart. Our heart is what keeps us moving. And when you turn up the intensity on your workout, as high intensity as interval training does, you're making your heart work harder and you're training it. Dig what I'm saying here. You know, it's like if you have one side of our body is more dominant than the other. And so what happens is we tend to continue to strengthen the more dominant side and put less focus on the side that is not as strong. That is the opposite of what we should be doing. Wherever there is a weakness, that's where our attention should be focused so we can build it up. And that's what happens with interval training and how our heart works. Somebody may get on the treadmill like, oh, my God, this was me. I'm telling you, this was me some years ago. Oof, I got to stop. I feel my heart. Well, you should keep going. And I'm not saying keep going to the point where you're going to cause any physical damage or where you're going to be out of breath and really hurt yourself. But, you know, if you start to feel yourself getting fatigued or your heart is go maybe 5 more seconds, 10 more seconds, because what's going to happen is you're building up your endurance and you're building up the sustainability of that muscle to work at its optimum level and operate as efficiently as possible. Since our heart becomes stronger after putting it through training, it's very, very, very beneficial for your heart health. And, you know, I know people who are older, their breathing is very labored, and it's just very challenging for them to get through basic body movements. I'm going to say it, and I probably don't need to say it for obvious reasons, but smoking is so damaging to your body, and it does such damage to your heart. If you smoke, please don't. I'm asking you. This is my public service announcement. Please don't smoke. It does so much damage to your body. It just sucks. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to make this whole show about why you shouldn't smoke. But just don't smoke, because it does so much damage to your heart. I am proud to say that I have never smoked a day in my life. I think I tried it once for like 10 seconds and then thought I was going to die and never touched a cigarette again in my life. So you all know I love red wine, and that's about as far as it's going to go. But try not to do things that are very damaging. Stay away from fats. Stay away from fatty foods. Stay away from greasy foods, because all of these things impact your heart health. All of these are factors in how efficient your heart operates. So when you go into intense impact and interval training, it's developing your heart, but we don't want to counter all of the good work you're doing by the things that we ingest. You dig? Okay, good. Last piece I want to share with you is, don't feel that walking is not helping or walking is not enough. Walking is perfect. Once you start walking, then you jog. Once you start jogging, then you start running. Tailor your interval training to your fitness level. If you can't run really, really fast for 30 seconds, run really, really fast for 20. If you can't do squat hops where you squat down and burst all the way, which also develops your legs and your quads, you know, if you can't do 15 or 20 of those in a row in rapid succession, then do 8 or 9. If you feel that you're pushing yourself too far, then make that your period of rest. If you're not quite ready for those challenges, there are ways to tweak your work-to-rest ratio with the specific moves that you're doing. Last piece I wanted to share with you, aside from talking about interval training and the intensity of interval training, is remember, it doesn't require you to go to a gym. Listen to me good. I don't advocate one gym over another. There are things that you can do right in your home where you can have interval training, intense training. You can go around your block. You can do things in your bedroom. You can run in place. You can do jumping jacks. There's so many things that you can do to build up your cardio, get your heart going, get your heart pumping, get that blood flowing to strengthen that muscle. This is all said in love, because I want us to be healthy. I want us to live longer. And I want us to really have a long and prosperous life. So if you have any questions about anything I talked about, excuse me, I felt that sneeze coming on. Sorry, guys. about your workout, please feel free to email me. Just email cybrownfitness@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Or you can just follow my blog, hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and I will answer any questions that you may have about the intensity of interval training. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will see you tomorrow. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Before I go, I just want to give a big shout-out to Elvis Expert Corey, who's in the chat room, as well as Spiritual Teacher, who's in the chat room. So thank you so much for hitting me up this morning. I'll see you guys tomorrow.